So set point, it's a phrase that you may hear used in the online space or by some of your healthcare providers. So what exactly does it mean? And it comes in the concept of health at every size. So identifying your set point, basically it's the weight you maintain when you listen and respond to your body's signals of hunger and fullness. But there's ways we can change it and alter it. But there's so much evidence that the body tries to keep us at that set point, and that's what I'm going to share with you on today's episode. You're listening to Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. As a registered dietitian with over 20 years of experience, I've helped thousands of people get healthier and ultimately wealthier. And now it's your turn, busy mompreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you my self-love journey back to health after years of stress and challenges, including living with a spouse with mental illness, suffering a concussion, learning to live with post-concussion syndrome, illnesses in my family, a death in my family, divorce, and more illnesses in my family. And all this with three kids under the age of 10. If anyone can show you how to thrive and not just survive through challenges and setbacks, it's me. All right, so set point is actually pretty cool. So I'm going to talk about that today. The reason I decided to share this information with you this week on the podcast is because one of the clinics where I work, they're revisiting their obesity program. So basically, a client's going to come into that clinic for probably another reason, probably an illness or something, and they're going to put them through a protocol for the obesity program where they're going to come out and say, okay, well, you know, I'm sorry that you're ill or whatever, but did you also know that you're obese and we should deal with this? Which is totally against health at every size. So, and against the research that for people to focus on weight loss is a losing battle. It's not how the body is set up. So as a response to them asking me as a registered dietitian on the team to bring them some tools to share with patients who are focused on altering their body weight, I'm coming back and I'm offering this free presentation in a staff meeting this week on health at every size, right? Because I want them to really grasp the concept that obesity is a disease, it's not a moral failing, and look at the health at every size paradigm, which is based on the concept that health is multidimensional and it's not just about weight, right? So we can be healthy and be in a bigger body. We can be unhealthy and live in a thin body. It doesn't correlate with what our weight is. But there's something in the Health at Every Size framework that talks about set points. So I thought that that would be a super cool thing to bring to you guys this week in the podcast. So that's why I'm here. What's been going on with me? Not much. I had an extra weekend with two of my three kids. The other one had a ringette tournament. And we had a snowstorm, so that was good. That set us up to have some good time for downhill skiing yesterday. And then once the kids went back with their dad, I took that time to do cross-country skiing, which was fun. It's like a mindset game. Like I have to kind of do counting while I'm doing it. I'm trying to improve on my technique. But I picked a trail along the river in the city where I live, and it was just beautiful and sunny and all this fresh snowfall. So it was a great way to end the weekend and transition into the week. So that's my update. So set point is basically the weight that your body tries to keep you at, okay? And it's kind of like if you think about a preferred temperature on a fat thermostat, the system works. So your body's working tirelessly to do anything it can to bring your body into alignment with that point. So your body's doing all these things in the background that we have no awareness of because we just kind of take for granted, right? Our body works for us and it tries to keep it there. It's like a biological force. So the further you go away from it, the more your body's going to try to bring you back to a set point. So undereating actually sets you up for brain activity that produces an urge to eat that's way beyond getting satisfied because your body's trying to bring you back to your set point. So it's going to make you feel hungrier and less satisfied as a way to get you back to where the body wants to be. So I wanted to share some cool research around set point. Again, it's a weight you maintain when you listen and respond to your body's signals of hunger and fullness. Okay, so if you've been listening to any of my intuitive eating episodes, I have a whole episode on the hunger and fullness scale and the magic of becoming an intuitive eater and getting back to listening to your body is that that trickles into all areas of your life. It helps you live more intuitively, live with intention, pay attention to things that don't feel good, right, in your day-to-day routine or in your life, and be able to adjust those things and get to a happier place. And intuitive eaters are more confident, they're happier, they feel more satisfied. There's so many benefits to becoming an intuitive eater. If you want to learn more, head on over to my bio or drop me a message or look in the show notes for a joyful eating call. So that's a 20-minute call where I'm going to walk you through what you need to shift right now to start on your intuitive eating journey. And it's not hard. It's just starting to step back into that awareness piece. So the set point is the weight you maintain when you don't fixate on your weight or your food habits. And it's a weight that you kind of return to between diets. But they actually did some really cool research where they pulled together 100 people that had maintained their weight for 6 months. So it was stable. It was effortless. Like they weren't focusing on shifting things. So that would be an indicator that they were at their set point range. So then they volunteered and they agreed to live in this special hospital ward where their food intake and activity levels were monitored and manipulated. So first they had to gain weight and they had to weigh 10% more than they did when they came into the study. And then they had to lose weight until they were 10% less than they were when they came into the study. So whether they started out, you know, in a fat body, a thin body, or somewhere in between, the results were consistent. And what it showed was that the volunteers ate so much that they gained that extra 10% of their body weight. And when that was happening, their metabolism increased by 15% to try to account for that increased intake to get them back to set point. And when they ate so little that their weight fell to 10% below their starting point, their metabolism also slowed down by 15%. So the body showed us that it was giving that same same magnitude of response trying to get back to that set point. Okay, so if that doesn't convince you that your body has a place where it likes to live, I don't know what else will, because that's some concrete evidence for us. Okay, so your brain works in maintaining your fat homeostasis or this set point. So the brain works with different chemical messengers or hormones to work with set point, and they work to affect appetite regulation. So you've probably heard the word leptin and ghrelin thrown around. So leptin suppresses the appetite, and then ghrelin is an appetite stimulant. So long story short, they did identify in obese mice that they had more, they had less of the leptin present, so they had more hunger compared to thinner mice. So then that prompted, you know, drug companies to try to replicate and use leptin as an appetite suppressant, which in the end, it didn't give the results that we wanted. So science is always going forward, trying to figure out ways to kind of fight the body's natural mechanisms in a way to support us. But the body doesn't work in the way that the mice studies work. So when, you know, it translates into medication, It may work initially and suppress the appetite, but then once people go off, then the appetite comes back and the body's again trying to get to that set point. And that set point may even be higher because some of the harm that's been done to it. So basically, to summarize set point and the research around it, like your fat cells aren't just, little sacks of lard. They're active organs and they send these chemical messengers that help regulate so many of the body's functions, right? And then your brain receives these moment-to-moment messages from your fat cells, so it knows how much energy there is stored in fat stores. It also gets messages from your digestive tract, making it well-informed about your nutritional status. Your brain also gets signals from, things like physical activity, emotions, sleep patterns, and other things. So it takes all the information, it produces the chemical messengers and nerve responses that regulate appetite and metabolism, and then that affects how you experience hunger, but also it changes what foods appeal to you and how much food it takes you to feel full. And even though we don't know about these chemical changes going on, they drive our behavior. And that moves us toward the table or, instructs your body to turn down the opportunity to have second helpings, right? So your body really likes to maintain the status quo, keep your weight pretty stable, and that range of stable weight is called that set point, okay? And your body strongly protects against dipping below your set point, though most people's bodies are relatively less aggressive at preventing them from rising above their set point. So, in other words, weight gain is pretty easy at the same time that weight loss may not be possible. So, when we focus on changing health behaviors, the research shows us if we can even focus on starting to maintain a stable weight with those health behaviors, that's still going to be an improved outcome, right? Versus continually having that set point increase. When you lose weight and you threaten the system, your body might react by raising your set point, protecting against that future threat. So, what does it all mean? Your body maintains wherever it perceives having this adequate amount of fat storage to protect itself. So, how much fat your body requires, your set point, is all these complex, things working together, genetics, the lifestyle choices today, as well as all those years of dieting are affecting it. And those are all linked to your current weight. Okay, so that leads to kind of a tricky situation. Your body wants to maintain the status quo and is really stubborn to resisting change. Okay, when you lose body fat, the very loss of fat triggers processes to reclaim it. So losing weight is counterproductive to maintaining weight loss. We shouldn't be too surprised that weight loss is hard to maintain. So, can you figure out what your set point is? Well, there's no magic way to do that. But if you think about a time in your life where you kind of just ate food, exercise, listened to body hunger and fullness cues, and kind of easily maintained a weight, that would be an indicator of what your set point is. Okay. So that's it for set point. There's so many different nuances that affect our weight. So just by saying, I'm gonna trick my body and I'm gonna restrict this energy intake, that doesn't mean that your body just says, okay, cool, we're gonna, have less calories and we're still gonna burn the same. The body regulates because it's like, whoa, like what's going on? Is this famine happening? And then it changes all of these innate processes that happen that we don't even have awareness about. So that's why weight loss isn't just, calories in, calories out. It's a combination of a whole bunch of factors, but even more so when we think about weight gain, look at how many factors are in play. So if you want to learn more about set point or health at every size, which is what I've been reading and preparing this presentation on for my colleagues, the Health at Every Size book is an excellent resource to walk you through and help you really understand why weight loss, like you're never going to be great at maintaining that weight loss, right? We can achieve it in some really kind of rapid or screwed up ways, but then we can pay for it for years to come, right? And how our bodies responded. So if that speaks to you, if you have questions around set point, if you want to know more about this intuitive eating, health at every size approach, take advantage of my free joyful eating calls. Send me a message or see the link in the show notes. You can book your 20-minute session for free. I'm not selling you anything. I just want to make sure that I'm able to give you one thing that you can focus on to get you started on that path to intuitive eating, feeling happier, more confident in your body, and really like letting go of diet mentality once and for all, and stop making yourself wrong for an industry, which is the only industry where we fail repeatedly and we can continue to go back as consumers and purchase those things. Doesn't really make sense, does it? So that's the episode for today. Thank you so much for listening. And I will talk to you next week. And that's it for today's episode of Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy Podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. If you found this helpful and you have a friend who may also find it useful, please feel free to share it with them. And don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast player, because every month I choose one lucky reviewer and they get a free 60-minute one-on-one intensive where I help you identify the one thing holding you back from your health and wellness goals. Curious about intuitive eating? Ready to have more joyful eating without the guilt? Then go to my website and click on the link to book a free 30-minute call where I'll walk you through the first step.